Howdy, partners, mommies and daddies. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the first ever installment of the Lord of Dogtown podcast. I am your host, A-Automatic. I'm here with my boys, Benny Mac and TJ. We're going to talk to you for a second. I'm going to walk away and go get a beer. You're in good hands.
I just want to go ahead and say this is a 5-star podcast. Been rated 5 stars now for about a year and a half, 2 years. This podcast is brought to you by Rippy's Nashville. We are not ripping lines, we are just ripping Bud Lights. So, something that occurred to me the other day is Nashville is naturally a town that a lot of people want to come to, mainly because of its attraction for bars, music, I guess hockey, etc. But we're now making this a football town because the Dogs are in town. So What I think is that because the Dogs are in town, I think TJ, you have something to say about the Dogs?
Them Dogs is hell, don't they? Them boys, we coming out here. The game is over the second the fucking clock starts ticking, by the way.
Now we have a
if you don't hammer that Dogs in over... You're tripping. I think we are going to dominate on both sides of the line, both trenches. It's over.
So we've actually lost a few
skill positions.
Shots of tequila and some Coronas.
Vanderbilt don't even know who their quarterback is. And at this point, it doesn't even matter who the quarterback is, because them Dogs is just going to be all up in his fucking business all goddamn day.
And the drummer said, push the Coronas.
And if they think it's going to be anything different, even in the fourth quarter, they're fucking tripping. I'm going to turn it back over to you, a fucking lovely host, Mr. A-Automatic. He is the best man of all time. You should subscribe if you haven't already. Smash that fucking button, dog.
Y'all probably can't even hear what we're saying right now, because the band is jamming.
Don't worry about me, I'm
jamming and slamming.
Hey,
I want to talk about something. I want to talk about Coco Golf.
Go Gators!
No.
Take it back to East!
Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe right now. I want to talk about Coco Golf.
Who is that?
Damn, you can't tell me.
Women's tennis is not a sport. Women's tennis is not a profession. Here's why. If a 16-year-old can come into a women's profession and be better than the women and beat them.
Fake news, Alex Edom is saying 16. She's actually 15.
We got a couple more.
Brett says she's 15. Even worse.
Thank you for being all nice and kind to me as I walk around.
If you make a living by playing tennis and you lose to a 16-year-old, you are not a professional.
No, not you. In front of you.
Same goes for acting.
I saw that.
If Dakota Fanning can sit there alongside Tom Cruise and do the same job, if not as good, if not better, then your job is not real. If Dakota Fanning can sit there and be an actress, Jesus Christ. If Dakota Fanning can sit there and be an actress alongside the best actor ever, Denzel Washington, then your profession is not real. And you know it. Anyways, Georgia is going to win 51-14 tomorrow. Tomorrow. Today. Shit. In a couple hours. I mean, there was a war of the worlds. And Dakota Fanning stood there alongside Tom Cruise, who's made a lot of money acting and did just as good of a job. You understand?
Because I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Can you imagine like a kid being in a real profession? Can you imagine like a kid as a firefighter or like a construction site foreman? Where they're having to manage like an entire construction team? No. Can you imagine a child being like a sergeant in the military or an officer in the military?
I can't.
But we're back on the podcast. I'm back on the track. Machine, red and black. You say who, and that's whack, cause that's what, that's a fact. Listen to me, people. A machine cannot be a who, but a whom can be a machine. I am a machine. I'm a fucking machine. I'm a love machine. And I don't work for anybody except for the Georgia Bulldogs. No. I'm not a mean machine. I'm a respectful young gentleman. So ladies, throw your numbers in the comments below. And I guess that's the podcast for now. We'll probably update this after the game. I can't even hear myself think. Go, no! All right. So the Georgia motherfucking Bulldogs won 30-6. I count that as a loss. The fact that they scored 6 points on us is a big fat L. I think we should have won 5 billion to nothing. We got to clean it up. Hey, Kirby, if you're listening to this podcast, this 5-star podcast, Kirby, get that mop out, boy. We got to clean this shit up. Act like you got somebody coming over, all right? Clean the shit up. We are here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are at, what is this place called?
We're at Doghouse.
We're at Doghouse Saloon. Because of the dogs, baby. And you know what? This is the second half of the first installment of the Lord of Dogtown podcast. I've got my good friend, BEZ123. He's about to hop on the ones and twos. And then, yeah, I'll take it away from him if he gets carried away, but he's going to tell you his thoughts. Be easy. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Thank you. So, ironically, the Doghouse is an Alabama bar. Maybe that is a forecast that the Dogs roll over Alabama this year in the SEC Championship. But I'd like to just bring a hot topic into here. I do not think that the Popeye's chicken sandwich is as good as the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
You are high.
Chick-fil-A has perfected the chicken sandwich for years and years. We're talking over 30 years of chicken sandwich making Chick-fil-A. There's no way that Popeye's comes out one day and just all of a sudden dethrones the champ at the chicken sandwich.
You are high.
Now, I do believe that Popeye's makes a good chicken sandwich, but I'm probably putting it on the level of a Burger King chicken sandwich and maybe a tad better than the McDonald's chicken sandwich.
You are high.
Everybody is talking about this. I think it's overhyped. I think it's overplayed. And it'd be interesting to see if Popeye's can actually keep up with the demand, if people will still buy into this.
All right, I'm sorry, y'all. I had to take it away from him. That's just too hot of a take for this 5-star podcast. You listen here and you listen good. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is the tastiest fucking thing I've ever put on my lips in my entire life. But I can understand where he's coming from if he tried the original and not the spicy. But he tried neither.
I will say I've tried neither, but I'm not buying into this game. I'm a truist. I'm a perfectionist. Chick-fil-A has definitely made their case as number one. And I'm not even interested in trying Popeye's chicken sandwich because I already know who the best is.
So, I've got actually a lot to say now that I've had a little bit more time to think about the game and everything that happened. I mean, first off, Jake Fromm for president. He's got to be top candidate for 2020. Also, Naomi Osaka for U.S. Women's Open. I think she's got a very good shot. What about this? Is five-star podcast type of stuff that I'm talking about here. So, hold on. You guys watch Hard Knocks? Knock on wood if you're with me, man. Knock on wood if you're with me, man.
Sorry about that. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is the best thing that I've ever touched my lips on. And I've had true love. I've had true love and I've kissed a girl with beautiful, luscious, delicious lips. However, the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich is the best thing I've ever put my mouth on in my life. And I've eaten ass. That's the podcast. Tune in next week when we do something else. Bye.